Open enrollment has started.
Yes.
What is it that people need to know?
Open enrollment is now available online to all clergy and even to those lay staff at the local churches that are currently participating in benefits. If someone has not received their sign-on information, then they need to contact the HR and benefit office so that they can receive the instructions and sign on for the very first time. It's a very nice process. It's very smooth. There have been a few things that we have found in opening up the process, just a few pieces that we've made some adjustments to so that monthly contributions appear correctly, particularly for HSA and FSA contributions, but we've made those changes, and so folks should be able to see those amounts now in their summary pages. It's going well, actually.
You have any idea of about how many people have enrolled so far?
You know, I do have the ability to take a look at that and see how many folks. I have not done that yet, though. That is something that we will be utilizing, though, as we get closer to the deadline, which is December 6th. And so as we see folks who may not have gone through that open enrollment process, we may be reaching out to them and sending them an email individually, just reminding them of the process and reminding them that if there are some elections that have to happen on an annual basis, then they do need to go through that open enrollment process so that they can clearly identify their own contributions. For example, to the flexible spending accounts, to the health savings accounts. Those are our deductions, contributions that need to be chosen each and every year. So if they don't make any changes and they just assume that it will carry into the next year, that's not correct. You need to be doing that.
Choices for the primary on the account, and also then make choices for the dependents if there are dependents.
Yes. It will also be a place where participants will be able to add beneficiaries and dependents. And I know that that was something that was a bit of an issue on Monday when we opened up the system. We needed to change a couple of the security settings, and so folks are now able to add their beneficiaries and dependents if they do not see them already in the system. All they need to do is click the little green box with the white arrow, the add button, up in the beneficiary section and add their beneficiaries as appropriate. As they go through the open enrollment process, they'll also be able then to choose whether or not they're covering any of those dependents. And so it will ask them that as they run through the open enrollment selections.
And those would be in little tabs across the top.
Yes, yes. And so it will actually guide them through their benefit selection. For example, when they get to the medical plan piece and they have the choice then of participating as a family, or they have a choice of participating as single only. If they are covering family members, of course they make the family selection. And then there is a tab that will allow them to identify which members, which dependents, which folks then are to be covered on that health plan. So yes, they will need to go in and they'll need to click on those folks to make sure that they're covered.
Assuming somebody has navigated all the way through and made the negotiations through the pages, mm-hmm, and entered their information, will there be a summary statement that will be kicked out at the end for review?
Yes. At the very end of the process, as someone has completed their choices, there is a submit button. And once they hit that submit button, they are able then to pull up a summary. That summary then can be printed or saved. And for those clergy that are appointed to local churches, I would recommend that they print at least two copies, one for themselves and one for their local church treasurer. Now, even though someone has hit submit, and they now have a summary, if they would like to go back and make any changes to the choices that they've already made, they can still do that through the open enrollment process. So once they hit submit, it's not as if things are set in stone. They can still go back up through December 6th and make choices to their benefit selection. That's important to know.
To summarize then, if there's a concern or people need some more information, they should contact the HR office. Mm-hmm. And what's the simplest way to do that?
The easiest way to do that is to either send an email message to either Linda Remster or to Joni Martison. Our email addresses are out on the website under the HR page, under the Episcopal office. Our phone numbers are also out there.